Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're about to meet Jessica. Jessica only says that she's from, quote, up north. Jessica's husband is especially distant this time of year. Thank you for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jessica, tell us what's going on.
Well, let's see. I'm in a long-term relationship. We've been together literally forever. And it's usually great, except the last months of the year.
So what happens this time of year?
Well, he basically disappears and I never see him. Well, no, I take that back. He works till all hours of the night. And when he does come home, you know, he's got this really long list he has to go through. So he sits, eats some cookies, goes through his list, and, you know, and then he runs back off to work with his little coworkers, you know. Honestly, I spend hours baking and cooking for him. He just comes home, eats the cookies, doesn't say thank you, and off he goes again.
Now, this has been going on for a while.
You said
right? Literally
forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. I mean, I knew when I got into this relationship that this, you know, that he's busy this time of year. It's like the busiest time of the year for him. But the last couple of years, I've just started to feel neglected.
Mm-hmm. Have you told him that?
I have. And, you know, he's a sweet guy. And he says, you know, he's out spreading joy. But seriously, what about my joy? I mean, what about me seeing the jolly guy that I love? And every Christmas, I mean, it's for the month leading up to it. And then it, you know, just gets worse as we get to the days before. Then Christmas Eve, I don't even see him. I mean, he's up at the crack of dawn, and I don't see him until the day after Christmas, really. I mean, he's off running around doing what he does, and I can't even remember the last time we spent a Christmas together.
All right. Well, what do you think Jessica should do? Our KSON loyal listeners are very smart, and they always bring great advice. So help Jessica out right now. Her man's always gone this time of year, and she's feeling quite neglected. 833-287-1037.
Jessica, if you wouldn't mind, can you hang out with us for a while? We'll see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. Maybe they can steer you in the right direction.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. Should Jessica love her jolly man who's neglecting her this time of year, or list him?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Earlier this morning, we met Jessica.
I'm in a long-term relationship. We've been together literally forever, and it's usually great, except the last months of the year basically disappears, and I never see him.
Jessica indicated she's from up north. This time of year is not the best time of year as far as her relationship with her husband.
So what do you think Jessica should do? Love him or list him?
Casey and Tierra Santa, what do you think?
She better love him or she's going to make the naughty list.
That is great advice. And I think you're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Casey.
You're welcome.
How about you, Cassie in Lakeside? Should Jessica love him or list him?
I think she should love him. He sounds like Santa Claus, and Christmas is my favorite time of year, too. I think it's great that he does what he does. I mean, he doesn't say what he does, but if he's out spreading fear all year.
Uh-huh.
And then mainly during December, I think it's great. We all need some cheer in our life.
Frankie in Point Loma, what's your take on Jessica's dilemma?
No, I mean, you gotta love him. You said he was a sweet guy. He's there all year round. I mean, how many times have you thanked him in the middle of the year for going to work, for helping out in the house, for being that loving guy. How many times do you bake for him all day when he's not busy?
Let's go to Will. Will is, oddly enough, also from up north, is what he's saying. Will, what do you think Jessica should do? Should she love him or list him?
Yeah, well, you know, look, I know her very well, and I work with her guy. And, you know, I just want to reassure her that there's nothing nefarious going on. He just has a lot of work going on right now, bringing joy to the entire world. I know that, you know, she sacrifices a lot for him, but it's a lot of work. This is a super busy time of year, and he does love her, and her cookies are the best.
Aww. I love that you're sticking up for your friend and that you're calling to make sure that you can reassure her that it's all good and he does love her. It's just that this is kind of an important time.
Well, Tam, it's not just Will's friend. It's his boss.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his employer.
Absolutely, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Will. I think that's really going to help Jessica. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Thank you guys so much. And remember, stay on the good list and Merry Christmas.
Oh, very cute. Very sweet.
Now let's go back to Jessica, who's been waiting to hear what you had to say. Jessica, you just heard actually one of your husband's employees. And a lot of our KSON listeners feel the same way. This is something that you knew going in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying you gotta love this guy.
I knew that's what everyone would say. I mean, who doesn't love Santa?
You know, maybe what you can do, Jessica, is just make sure he takes you on a fabulous vacation this spring. You know, overspoil you in the other parts of the year.
He always does. I mean, I just want a Christmas like everybody else.
Aw, totally get that.
You know, this time of year affects people differently, and clearly it's affecting you as well, and your feelings are very valid. And you know what? I know that jolly old Saint Nick's going to take care of the most important person in his life as soon as he's done with his pretty important job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He always does.
All right. I guess it's official. Mrs. Claus, try to have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for thinking of us. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
I feel kind of important. Even the Clauses have issues sometimes, and they know what to do. Not talk to a counselor or a therapist, but talk to John and Tammy. I really think that's important. Thank you.
Well, I listen to John and Tammy every morning when I'm up early baking.
All right. Well, thank you, Jessica. Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for that, Jessica. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.